First of all, I'd like to announce the members of the committee. We have the two members of Youth and Governance on the left. Youth and Governance is a program that was started about 5 years ago. And we usually have about 25, 26 applicants, and we interview them, and we choose 12 or 14 to the committee. And these are the two that represent our committee. They can ask questions from anybody that that comes forward tonight, and they can introduce themselves. Please.
My name is Andy Carondo. I'm a junior at Scotia Central High School, and this is my first year on the
government. I'm Madeline Artek. I'm a senior at Scotia Central High School, and this is my second term on the government.
And the rest of the people who introduce themselves are county supervisors, members of the committee. We all vote. The vote of the committee are the ones that are binding. So starting with Supervisor Goble.
I'm Mike Gable. I'm the Worcester County Supervisor for District 4 in Northside of Kenosha.
Karen Decker, my Worcester
County Supervisor for District 22. Doug Noble, I'm a County Board Supervisor representing a portion of Pleasant Prairie.
Andy Buehler, Director of Planning Operations.
Greg Retzloff, County Supervisor number 15, which is Summers.
All right, thank you. Now I'm going to explain the process. This is a public hearing. I will read the agenda item, and then, or Andy will read the agenda item, and then I'll ask the petitioner to come forward and state the name and address, and for the record, explain exactly what you're requesting. And after that, the committee and members of Youth and Governance can ask questions. After that, I'll ask for anyone in the public just that can come forward and speak in favor of this. I'll ask for that twice, even though there may not be anyone here. Then I will ask for people that are opposed, and I'll ask for that twice. Then I'll ask Andy to read the recommendation from the town. After that, the committee will close the public hearing portion of it. The committee can ask questions. Eventually, we'll get a motion for a roll and take a roll. So with that, Andy, first item.
Okay, for this item, I just want to mention that it was posted in the Kenosha News in the Class 2 notice as required by law on January 1st and January 6th, 2015. This item is number 5 on the agenda. It's a public hearing on proposed comprehensive plan amendment. Lois Lasco Trust, 27401 75th Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168 from 9530 owner, and Linda Tiso, 29420 41st Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168 agent. Request an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from commercial, high density residential, and medium density residential to general agricultural and open land, on part of tax parcel number 654120092002, located in the town of Salem. And with this, we can look at the map. So you can see map on the screen, property highlighted in yellow or outlined in yellow. And we have the red commercial area going to general ag. We have the brown high density going to general ag. And then we have the orange, which is medium density, going to general ag, and then the green will remain. That is the primary environmental corridor. And then in regards to viewing the property, this is the property from Highway 50, and you can see currently it is being farmed, and over in the trees is the existing residence. With that, we can have the agent come forward and let us know why they're applying. We just would like for you to state your name and address for the record, please.
Linda Tiso.
Yeah.
Where's that? Linda Tiso. 29401 41st Street, Salem.
Can you pull it up a little bit?
Whoops.
Yes, a little better.
Sorry. In behalf of my mother, Lois Lasco, we're asking to amend the comprehensive plan to allow to parcel two property parcels and rezone from A1 to A2 for estate planning purposes primarily.
Is there anything you immediately planned with the property?
No, there isn't. We're not changing the plan after 2025 or with this request.
Any questions from the committee? All right, well, we'll start with anybody in the public that would like to speak in favor of this petition? Anybody in favor? Is there anybody here tonight against? Anybody opposed? Seeing no one opposed, any recommendation from the town?
We do, and just one thing I guess I just would mention is that there had been some concern brought forward with this request that with all this commercial, planned commercial and multifamily, single family going away with this request, so that just a statement that everyone understands. But from the standpoint that there's the potential of the larger vacant lots having a home placed on it, that it would be very critical on making sure if that ever happens, that we place in a place that works with the future plan for the property. So with that, I just want to indicate that, yes, the town board met on this item on December 8th, 2014, and the motion for approval passed unanimously.
I make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment.
Second. A motion by Supervisor Deckard, seconded by Supervisor Gable. Just to reiterate what he was saying, we understand the necessity to do this for estate planning, but from a future perspective, the reason for the comprehensive plan is to show that we intend for that to be, say for example, the red area, to be commercial and not residential. So we want you to know up front that we're expecting that eventually to be commercial. This does require a roll call vote. If there's any other questions from the committee, we'll start then with Ethan Governance. And all those favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. And the committee?
Aye.
Supervisor Vogel?
Aye.
Supervisor Decker?
Aye.
Supervisor Noble? Aye. Supervisor Retzloff?
Aye.
All those in favor? That will go to the county board.
That would be January 20th.
And the next item on the agenda is conditional use permit for Yucca property. Something to do.
I make a motion to table this item.
Second. Okay, I have a motion by Supervisor Decker, second by.
I'll second for discussion purposes.
Second by Supervisor Retzloff. For discussion, maybe an explanation why we're tabling it from staff?
Yes.
Yes, we had heard that at the town the item for approval was 2-2, and so it was not able to move forward. I understand there were some issues that they wanted to work out between with what the town board's expectations are and what the plan commission's expectations are with this property and the conditional use permit. From our discussions, they intend to bring this back forward for their next town board meeting on January 27th, and we would then look forward, hopefully, that something will be coming for us to act for this committee in February, February 11th.
All right, any other questions?
This was kind of interesting. I had a conversation with people from Tom Summers, and they had a split vote, and it's 2-2, which one of the members is gone, so they have a majority, which is kind of interesting. So I think Andy explained it well to me today and just now that tabling this was a good idea. I have some real concerns with this place for a bunch of reasons. So I'll have to, for my vote, I have to be convinced on everything. But since it's tabled, I'll have a plan after that. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, any other questions, comments? Seeing none, this is a voice vote. Youth and Governance, if you're in favor, say aye.
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 And members of the committee, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. It's tabled. Next item, please.
Item number 7 is the table request of Summers USA LLC, 1840 Beloit Avenue, James, Wisconsin, 53546, owner AV Tech Keller Inc., West 177 North 9856 Rivercrest Drive, number 104, Germantown, Wisconsin, 53022. Agent requesting to amend an existing conditional use permit to allow construction of a 2,783 square foot building addition for the storage and commercial tenant space and two 27-foot canopy pump island extensions, one on each canopy, on tax parcel number 804-222-193-0202 in the town of Summers. And while we look at the map, this item is
tabled.
I'd like to make a motion to remove it from the table.
Right.
Second. And the motion by Supervisor Decker to remove from the table, seconded by Supervisor Gable. Youth and Governance, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is removed from the table. Okay.
So with that, we have the map on the screen, and you can see the property highlighted in yellow. And we'll bring up the plans here. See the area shown in tan, that's the addition on the north, the canopy on the west, you can see there's the addition actually on the east side, and on the east side, the canopy, the addition is on the south side. And then we have representatives here that can explain further what they're all requesting.
Sure. Would you want to explain everything, you know, the different additions and so on?
Yeah, good evening. My name is Ted Jement. I represent Summers USA. My address is 16904 38th Street. We're here asking for the conditional use permit for the extension. We've had increased business with Amazon opening up and finally put more construction on the interstate. And we need the extra pumps on the canopy. We're going to add diesel also in the front, so our diesel customers who drive cars don't have to go to the back for the canopy. And also the addition to the building will be a Cinnabon, and then we're going to have a full-time chiropractor there who does DOT physicals. We'll also put in a hair salon and increased offices and more cooler space and freezer space for the Cinnabon and the subway. And more seating for all of the restaurants. That's one of our weak points right now. We don't have much seating. So we're increasing that, add a bunch of extra tables in, and we're in necessary parking spaces. We've got a plan in place to get all the items that we've identified and taken care of way before July 1st. And that, if there's any questions, we have to answer them.
Any questions? Supervisor Jessica?
Yes, yeah, just how many employees are you more do you expect to hire? Just if you have a feeling of that?
Probably around 10. Because we're anticipating increased business.
Full time employees then, or I'm just curious, is full time employees primarily this year? Pretty much?
Probably 30 hours a week each or something like 30 hours a week.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, is there anybody here in attendance? Well, there isn't anybody, but is there anybody who wants to speak in favor? Anybody in favor? Anybody against? Anybody against? Recommendations from the town?
And before I do, just a couple things. This item was posted in the county as a class C notice back on November 27th and November 2nd, 2014. And just to point out that the conditional use permit in there does have the items, as mentioned, that with the removal of the pavement, the guardrails, the bollards, by July 1st, there is that extension of the parking along County Truck Highway S where truck parking currently is, and so that you can get some more space because there has been a concern of making sure there's enough and adequate parking. And I know that the petitioner had indicated that they run into problems with park and ride people parking and taking up spaces there, and so that's always been an ongoing struggle. But I think the other item too that just was brought up that I wanted to share is that concerns were in the turning radiuses of the trucks. And here on the screen you can see where they show that trucks can pull in at various different points and leave on the east side of the pumps, and on the west side of the pumps you kind of have to do a big U-turn, but they indicated that the maneuvering is all possible and that the truck traffic is not to mix with the car traffic on the east side. So those were some of the other concerns that we had that you presented to us.
That's actually the way the trucks have been turning around since we lost our access in 2022. So that's in place and it's been working for years.
That was, go back to that sign. And there were some small little signs somewhere too that you were
in there. Correct. The signs were on the bollards that were in this area. And I guess we're kind of thinking that once the bollards are gone, then there won't be something with the signs on.
Yeah, the DOT put those in when they took our access to 1.2.
But we don't want you to put the signs there either. But you won't have bollards.
No, we're going to remove the poles, the signs, everything.
Was it said that your Amazon's obviously helping your business out? I heard that it's also, do they do their business around early morning trust means that?
Yes. Between midnight and 3 o'clock.
So do you expect that to be your, is it your common trust or not necessarily? Or, I'm just curious.
No, it's the only ones that deliver then are box trucks. With Amazon, they put all this stuff on a skid, they shrink wrap it, and this one's going to West Dallas. As the truck comes in, they throw a pallet on it, the truck leaves. And that's it. They all run one load a night. But a lot of those trucks do fuel less. They're all box trucks. They're no semis. When the larger building opens in the front, those will be all semis that come in there.
Okay. And you're anticipating your semis will pick up business from that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Especially in the inside business, the restaurant, stuff, sandwiches.
Yeah. So it would be, would you guess that maybe that would be at weird hours you have more business because of that time and not necessarily, you know what I'm saying? Are you busy between midnight and 3 in the morning or not necessarily?
No more than what we have right now. That's just for the deliveries. Like I said, they're all the smaller box trucks, they're not semis. And the other stuff will all be during the day.
Any other questions? Recommendation from the town?
Yes, the town board of Summers met on this December 18, 2014. A motion to approve was made and carried unanimously.
I make a motion to approve the conditional use permit with the conditions stated.
You read all the conditions?
Yes, sir.
You're okay with them all?
Way before July 1st.
Okay. Second? Second.
I'll second that.
And a motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Redsmith. Any final questions? Voice vote is required, youth and governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Members of the committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're really excited about getting this done. It'll be a benefit for all.
Yep. And we're going to have you sign the conditions here just before you leave. And we'll get you a copy of those.
Happy. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Don't eat too much Cinnabons, Redslaw. Don't eat too many Cinnabons, Redslaw.
they don't leave.
They got the thing, two breakfast sandwiches.
Those are good.
Oh, they're outstanding.
You know, I drive by that quite often, am I right?
Actually went to their headquarters in Atlanta, and they took us to the test store.
Yeah.
Sampled all this stuff.
Boy.
It was tough to know.
That was a tough job.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Any certified surveys?
We have none.
Approval of the minutes?
I'd like to make a correction on the minutes to add a notation about that there was an error in
calculating
the attendance record, and so that youth and governance is still seated as youth and governance. With that correction, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second. Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Gable, to approve the minutes with the correction of the calculation error in the attendance for the gentleman on page 2. Any questions? All those in, youth and governance, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
If you're opposed, anybody opposed, say nay. Motion, minutes are approved. Next, then we've got citizens' comments. Any comments from the citizen? All right. Any other business allowed by all?
One thing. Just, I heard that Majestic Colts did not go through. Am I calling that right? The buyers that land at 285 acres.
The Majestic property and the
Majestic, yes.
Tutunkies?
Tutunkies property did not go through. Am I right?
Did not go through what?
It's not going to happen.
I'm not aware of that. I mean, it went, our item went before the county board.
I was told that last night from someone from the town of Somerset that it's not happening. I was just wondering if you heard it.
I have not heard anything.
Okay. Because if that's true, it's just bad news, because that's a big thing. I was curious if it was something that they had a problem with one of the conditional use permits or something. I was just curious if you haven't heard anything else.
Yeah, I haven't, but now I'm making my call.
I may be wrong. I could possibly be wrong, but that's what I heard from someone last night at Thompson. So take it for what you
want. The only thing I was just going to add is that for the committee next month, we weren't sure if we were going to have a meeting because there were no items, but something came in, and in time at the end of the submittal periods, we'll have at least one item.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Becker to adjourn, second by Supervisor Gable. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?